Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Truma Daf Ayin Zayin, and we are starting about the second line with the words Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, and in the Vilna Torah Sadaf, it's right at the beginning of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basar Biyakov Maisha Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah tells us Chalom Shal Gai Lama Aser. Why is it Aser to drink the milk of a guy? That's because we suspect that he takes not kosher milk and mixes it in with the kosher milk. However, Tanin, we learned if a guy is standing and milking in the flock and Yisrael is standing right over him, so we don't have to be chayshesh because the yid is watching whether or not the guy is putting something inside. Whereas Rava says b'shem Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Siman says b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, chalav shagoy lama aser. Why is the milk of a guy aser? B'nei agiloi, because of giloi. He leaves it out, he doesn't bother to cover it, and a snake might come and drink from it and leave its poison inside. The Gemara asks v'yamid, so why didn't he just let it stand? Meaning, why doesn't he make cheese out of it? And if it turns into cheese, so that means that there's no snake poison in there, because snake poison prevents milk from turning into cheese. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he answers b'nei ears I'm gonna ban on the kavim. That's because the poison is gonna stay in between the cracks and holes that are in the cheese, and it's actually still gonna be there. I think Mark continues. Shleisha eris and hain. There are three different types of snake poison: eris shakea, poison that sinks to the bottom of the kli; v'eris tzaf, and poison that floats to the top; v'eris ayman kisvachem elamala, and poison that floats in the middle of the liquid. I think Mark tells us b'yamid Rabbi Yirmiyah. The days of Rabbi Yirmiyah is gan gigisai the sidra ruba. A barrel of water in the big base medrash became revealed. It got left open, and shalson kadamian v'loy ma'isun. A first group of talmidim drank from it and they didn't die. Acharyin u'ma'isun. However, a later group of talmidim drank from it and they did die. And on the Omer, I say, that it was sinking poison, and therefore the first group drank from the top of the barrel, and the second group drank from the bottom of the barrel, and they were the ones that drank the poison. And it's important for us to know this, because that tells us that even if some people drink from something that was giloy and they don't get harmed, still you shouldn't continue, because the poison might be on the bottom. And a similar story, there was workers that were in a field, a pitcher of water got left open, and the earlier ones drank from it, and they didn't die, and later ones drank from it, and they did die. On the Omer, I say, that it must have been sinking poison. V'tonikin, it was taught like this in a braisa. Chavashen is galsa, a barrel that got left open, b'chenav atiach shenikar, or mail that has a hole in it, v'achal v'shas rishaynim, and earlier people ate and drank from it, lo yachal yishtu achraynim. Later people still shouldn't eat and drink from it, because on yom ra'aseh, irishakehahu, it's sinking poison, and therefore later ones might get harmed. And furthermore, yashen is gal v'shas v'menu asar b'nei adam, if we have one that got left open, and even 10 people drink from it, asar lo yachal yishtu achrayn, it's asar for people to eat and drink afterwards, because on yom ra'aseh, irishakehahu, it's sinking poison, and therefore later people could get harmed. And we continue explaining the Mishnah, Shleisha Mashkin, Osum Shum Gilui V'Chulu. There are three different liquids that are also because of Gilui, and we had said that this is wine, water, and milk, and now the Gemara tells us, Chamisha Mashkin, Ein Ban Mishum Gilui. There are five different liquids that do not have an Isra of Gilui, because snakes will not drink them. Hatsir Ramurius, which is two different types of fish brine, V'chaimitz and vinegar, V'shemen and oil, V'advash and honey. Now Rav Shimon Oyser B'dvash, Rav Shimon Asr's Dvash, he holds that snakes will drink Dvash. And when Chacham Rav Shimon, Rav Chacham Magrid Rav Shimon, B'shiro Oyser Neiker, if the snake was seen making a hole in the Kli or going into the Dvash, so then obviously would be usher. And Ruchin Rapapa Havas Biyadit Saichas Divsha Megalia. Ruchin Rapapa had a whole flask of honey that was left open. Leis Big Mishal, he didn't have a chance to ask whether or not it's mutter for him to have this honey. Ad Papas Biyadit, and the poisonous snake that had this honey bubbled up in his hand, so clearly the snake did taste of the dvash. And Rav Shmuel Tarvei and Amrin, both Rav and Shmuel say, Nit Roshos La Arsi Bakam Ipanov, Voloy Nit Roshos La Kli Bakam Ipanov. The earth is given Roshos to split because of a snake, but not a Kli. In other words, even if you check a house or a room and you see that there's no snakes there, you still can't leave something open over there, because the earth was given roshos to split in front of a snake, and a snake might come out of the earth. But a kli, not so. So as long as the kli is covered or it's plugged up, so then you don't have any issues. And we have a story about this of Chir Rabbi Rav Shimon Rebbe, Havin Yasun Bechad Bayas Azu Mirmarin. They were in a house that was made completely out of marble. And remember, they said, after the Mischami Hacha, is it possible he's going to be seen over here? There's no way a snake is going to be able to get into this. However, Mischami, they saw a snake there. And Amr, they said, Baruch Hu Shebachar Bahen Bachamim, blessed is the one who chose the Chachamim. Sha'amr, they said, that Nit Roshos Ba'ar Slibachim Panav, V'loin Nit Roshos. So clearly, the upon of, and even though we're in a house made out of marble, clearly the earth or the house split because of the snake, and somehow it managed to find its way in. And Raviani Havimil Chomine Sagin, Raviani was very afraid of snakes. And what do you do about Aviyav Arsel Arba Muroshin Damayon? He used to put his bed in four buckets of water, meaning each of the legs of his bed was in a bucket of water, and since snakes are afraid of water, he figured that there's no way a snake is going to get onto his bed. However, Ein Zayin Amis on top, Chadzman, one time, Pashet Yadeh, he stuck his hand out of Ashkei Gabay, and he found the snake right next to him. Somehow it did get on his bed. Amar, he said, Arimun Mine, take them away from me, meaning you might as well take these buckets of water away from the bed, because the snake did manage to find its way on anyway, and therefore Hashem guards the foolish, and Hashem is going to take care of me, and there's nothing I can do to prevent snakes from getting to me. I think Mark contains Vakam Hu Shir Nekev. What is the shear of a hole that we would say that since the Kli, or since the cover of the Kli has this hole, there's an issue of Giloy? So Yaakov Racham Hashem Ruchanina Michvi Bei Hachin, he showed as follows. Amr, he said, Rosh Etzbaik Tano, hip of my small finger, meaning he showed them his pinky finger, and he said if there's a hole or if there's access to the inside of the Kli, even as narrow as the tip of my pinky finger, there's already an Isser of Giloy. And Yaakov Rachel says, the name of Shem Barvo, who says, B'Shem Rishu Ben Levi, I Kadesh Loitikonis Rosh Etzbek Tano Shal Tinoik Ben Yoimel Esaychai. It's even much narrower. The hole has to be small enough that the pinky finger of a day old baby can't go in there. And Afil Pachas Mikan, who Alil, even if the hole is smaller than that, a snake still could go in, because we had mentioned previously that there's a snake which is as skinny as a hair. El Deloy Yadadu Nafik Loy Alil. However, since the snake doesn't know how it's going to get out, it's not going to go in. Because since the hole is so small, it might be able to slither its way in, but it knows it's not going to easily be able to find its way out, and that's why it's not going to go into such a small hole. And the Gemara contains Adain Salta, a basket that has holes in it, which is used to cover a kli of wine or water or milk. Avilu Kantan Kama, even if those holes are very, very small. Aser, the liquid is still aser because of Giloy, to Alu Bahada, Venafik Bahada, because it's going to go in this one and go out that one. We had just said before that a very small hole is not a problem of Giloy, because even though the snake could get inside, it doesn't know how it's going to find the hole to get back out. But if the kli has many tiny little holes, it won't mind slithering into one, because it knows there's a whole bunch of other ones that it could slither out of. Another din, Hadas al Kusa, this basket, Afil duhu talya kama, even if it's hanging very high up, Asur, it's still Asur, duhu mishtal shel, because a snake could go to the roof and lower itself down the rope into the basket, so there still would be a problem of Giloy over there. Okay, then we explain the Mishnah, we had said, Kadesh yobe rachash makam karav yishteh, that the shear of Giloy, if a person doesn't watch his kli for this amount of time, that's going to make everything Asur because of Giloy, is the amount of time it takes for the rachash, for the snake, to come from a makam karav and drink. Now the Gemara asks, Ezu makam karav, what exactly does that mean, a place that's close by? So Rav Shmuel answers, Me'ezen chavis ulapia, from the ear, from the lip of the barrel, right to its mouth. Asking more of Loi Chamile, isn't the person going to see the snake? If the snake is by the ear or the lip of the kli, of course he's going to see it. So Rav Chanina answers, Min katan hu, there's a small min of snake, Ushvifan shmai, its name is Shvifan, Vudaim lasara, and it's the size of a hair, and you're probably not going to see it. And therefore it makes sense that this is the shear of Giloy. How we can explain the Mishnah, Shear Mai Magul and Machulu, and the Gemara brings a brisa expanding on the Mishnah, Tanu, we have a brisa that says, Hamayim begar kais are baim sa. If we have water in the karka, meaning we have water in a hole in the ground, maybe it's a pond or something like that. So if there's 40 saw of water, then there's no issue of Giloy, because even if a snake did drink from it, it's bottle in the water. However, Ramchemia says, Kidei shtei chavis shayachan mismal mehen, there only has to be enough water that a sailor's barrel could get filled up with it, which is less than 40 saw. However, Hayayin, Bein Mekalim, Bein Merkakais, Kol Shehu, when we're talking about wine, whether it's in Kalim or in the Karka, it doesn't make a difference how much we have. It could be that we have tons of wine, still poison is never bottle inside. And Hayayin, Kol Zman Shutai says, Ein Bein Mishum Giloy, as long as wine is fermenting, so there's no issue of Giloy, because the snake is not going to drink from it while it's fermenting. And Kamatai says, how long does wine ferment for? Ashlesha Yamim, from the beginning till the end is a maximum of 3 days. Umaisan, there's a story, Shanimta Nachash Bitsada Bar Shal Yain, a snake was found next to the bar of wine, Uba Maislefne Reb Yuda, hit her, and the story came to Reb Yuda and he was matter it, because the wine was taises, it was fermenting. And Mayan, what about a stream of water? Kolzman Shu Maishech, as long as it's flowing, in Bamishim Giloy, there's no issue of Giloy. And Amr Bishmal Benoish Rabiachan Rebreka, Maisa shared Rabiachan Venuri, it's Rabiachan Rebreka Abel Abbas Shariai. There's a story that Rabiachan Venuri went with my father, Rabiachan Rebreka, to base Shariai or base Sha'arim, Bereu Gibi Shaloya Hayobai, Ela Shleshis Lugan Mayim. He showed him pits or holes of water in the ground that only had 3 Lugan of Mayim, Vahila Gisham Metaftavim Vyardin, and there was rain that was dripping and going into these little holes or pits, Vishacha Vishasa, and he bent down and he drank from them, Va'arman, he said, Kazet Ein Bamishim Giloy. With something like this, there's no issue of Giloy because the water makes a drip drop into the pit, and as we said previously, that drip drop sound scares the snakes, so there's no issue. And the question is, Vad Hechan, so how much water has to be drip dropping into here in order to create this effect that there's no problem? So Rav Manu Bar Tanchum says, B'Shem Ruchanino, Ad Kidei, the proper gersa is, Shetadiach HaKartin, the amount of water that's necessary to wash Karti, which is leak, that's sufficient amount of water. Whereas Rav Elazar Reb Yesi says, B'Shem Rav, Ad Kidei Shiyasu Kragli Avas, until it makes like the foot of a goose, meaning when the water drops inside the water that's in the pit, that drop sinks in a little bit, and then you can see the ripple effect throughout the water in the pit, which is kind of like a goose foot, and that's sufficient enough to prevent the snake from coming in. And Ein Chasam Ralph on top, Amar Yakabar Acha, Mikim Shuhutar Masha Basada, Hutar Masha Babayas, since we permitted what's in the field, we permitted what's in the house, and this is referring to a stream that's out in the field and that comes into a house, since it's permitted to drink that which is in the stream, it's permitted to drink from it now that it flowed into the house. And Tanu Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Shai taught, HaGiluy Noigin Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Bechutz La'aretz, Bein Bemais HaChama, Bein Bemais HaGishamim. There's this Isser of Giloy, whether we're talking about Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, during the summer or even during the winter when there's not so many snakes, still, we always have to be careful of Giloy. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.